Nolte, layoffs hit far left CNN as primetime viewership collapses to 512K. By John Nolte on October 27, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that denies election results and encourages violence in predominantly black neighborhoods, will be hit with massive layoffs before the end of the year. Per a statement released Wednesday from CNN chief Chris Licht, the left-wing extremist behind Stephen Colbert's failing late-night show, the fake news outlet is facing noticeable change that, by definition, is unsettling. These changes will not be easy because they will affect people, budgets, and projects. Gee, I wonder why that is? Even with a hotly contested and consequential national election less than 2 weeks away, CNN, which is more commonly called GNL, which is Greek for pig fat with lies, has been earning humiliating ratings. During the week of October 17, GNL managed to attract an average of only 512,000 total primetime viewers. Throughout the day, CNN attracted an average of just 458,000 viewers. Here are the overall numbers during that week for context purposes. Total primetime viewers. Fox, 2.3 million. MSNBC, 1.12 million. CNN, 512,000. Fox News is beating CNN times 4. Total viewers during total day. Fox, 1.48 million. MSNBC, 719,000. CNN, 458,000. Below you'll see that just a few weeks away from a huge election, CNN barely inched over the 100,000 mark of 25 to 54-year-old demo viewers during primetime and missed it entirely in the total day numbers. Here's the full context. Primetime demo viewers. Fox, 293K. MSNBC, 111K. CNN, 109K. Demo viewers during total day. Fox, 203K. MSNBC, 81K. CNN, 92K. Remember when the media claimed only old people watched Fox News? And that after those old racists died, MSNBC and CNN would take first place? Good times, good times. Licht's biggest mistake so far has been to make election denier Jake Tapper the face of the new CNN. Tapper is dying, dying, in his new primetime slot. More on the coming layoffs. CNN makes money off advertising and pay TV subscriber fees. But as millions of Americans cancel traditional pay TV each year in favor of streaming services, CNN almost certainly can't raise subscription rates at a fast enough clip to make up for declining viewer numbers. CNN's profit is set to drop below $1 billion this year for the first time since 2016, when Donald Trump was elected president. Parent company Warner Bros. Discovery's valuation has nearly been cut in half this year. More than 1,000 people will be laid off by Warner Bros. Discovery before the end of the year. CNN is a failing enterprise staffed with smug, dishonest, unlikable, bigoted, hate-filled anchors. You can't fix that without a five-alarm enema. But Licht would rather lose money than hire likable people who might accidentally tell the truth now and again. Watching CNN implode has been one of the great joys of my professional life. CNN will always be around. But CNN no longer matters. CNN is a fart in a hurricane. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.